Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Fluence Corporation Q1 2020 Business Update Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question via the webcast, please type your question into the Ask a Question box. I would now like to hand the conference over to Henry J. Chaarvi, Managing Director and CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning to those of you in Australia, and good evening to our U.S. listeners. My name is Henry Chaarvi, and I'm the Managing Director and CEO of Fluence. I'm joined on the call today by Francesco Fragasso, Fluence's Chief Financial Officer. To start off with, I would like to thank Fluence employees around the world, as well as our board of directors, for the outstanding work they have done during these extraordinary times. We have taken the necessary steps to ensure that all our employees are safe. We are continuing to work with local governments, partners, suppliers, and customers to ensure our business can continue to operate as smoothly and safely as possible. As we are a global company and are operating in many different jurisdictions, our employees are experiencing different cycles and effects caused by COVID-19. We will continue to do everything we can to ensure their well-being. I would like everyone to know that all financial references today are in U.S. dollars, and that we will make forward-looking statements which are protected under the safe harbor provisions of Australian securities law. Further details are provided in the ASX release. Also, we look forward to answering your questions submitted through the online portal towards the end of this call. As you may have read in our quarterly activities report published this morning in Australia, we have eliminated all non-essential business travel and encouraged all communications with customers and partners to be conducted via telephone or video conferencing in all of our markets. We implemented these changes in February for China and for the rest of our organization in March. During this call, I will provide some more color about the operational performance in Q1 2020. Importantly, despite the global economic slowdown and challenges, Fluence achieved a significant milestone of becoming EBITDA positive, in large part due to the financial close of the Ivory Coast project announced on January 8th. The expected gross profit from the project will result in Fluence being EBITDA positive for Q1 2020 and the full year. Becoming EBITDA positive has been a goal for Fluence, and achieving this goal now opens a new chapter for the organization. In addition, given currently known information, we are confirming our previously announced guidance for fiscal year 2020 with Smart Product Solutions revenue of at least $32 million, recurring revenue of $9 million, and sustainable full-year positive EBITDA. Total company revenue for Q1 2020 was more than $47 million. During the quarter, Fluence recognized $34 million in revenue from work already completed and delivered for the Ivory Coast project, and payment is expected in Q2. Further good news we can report is that based on current contracts and the anticipated collections from the Ivory Coast project, provided remaining conditions precedent for that project are met, Fluence also expects to become cash flow positive in Q2 2020. Production overhead costs continue to be on track, and we have already reduced SG&A by more than 10% in Q1 2020 compared to Q1 2019. These reductions are on top of considerable SG&A cuts in each of the past 2 years and are proof that as we move our product mix towards STS sales, we can continue to improve our operating efficiency. These reductions occurred prior to any measures taken subsequent to the COVID-19 outbreak. With regard to the impact of COVID-19 on future business, we anticipate that some of the first half of forecast 2020 revenues will be pushed into the second half of this year. While these shifts have not had any material impact on our day-to-day business to date, we are staying one step ahead and have been implementing prudent cash conservation strategies in all jurisdictions. Further, the board has decided to defer any director's fees for the time being, and I, and almost all other management team members and headquarters have deferred salaries 30% as well. COVID-19 highlights fundamental needs for safe water supply and wastewater treatment, and we anticipate that in the long term, demand for our products and services will only increase. Being a globally diversified company, the distributed supply chain and different opportunities in different impacted countries makes us an agile global player in the decentralized water and wastewater industry. This allows us to adapt rapidly to changing economic situations around the world. Moving on to more specific milestones achieved this quarter, I would like to start with our largest SPS order outside of China to date. As announced on March 2nd, we received an order for a super greenfield project to treat 15,000 cubic meters a day of wastewater in Cambodia. This project is a stepping stone for Fluence in the region, as it will be an excellent reference point for future partners and customers who are interested in biological wastewater treatment. We are continuing to see strong demand from our partner ITES, located in Wuhan, China, alongside other established orders, and with potential partnerships, we anticipate demand for our solutions to continue to rise throughout the year. As a result, we have taken the necessary steps to ensure assembly capacity at our factories in Yiyang and Panjin is available so as to be able to deliver our MABR product in a timely fashion to all of our current and future customers and partners in China and around the world. We are pleased to have achieved the first spiral sale in Inner Mongolia and China. This initial contract with Beijing China Railway Science New Technology is strategically important for Fluence. Once the technology is proven to the customer, we anticipate that we will see additional commitments in the near term. I would like to once again highlight that our smart product solutions save an average of 19 gigawatts per hour annually compared to conventional technologies. This is equivalent to saving approximately 13,500 tons of CO2 emissions per annum. In addition to this pollution reduction, Fluence's waste-to-energy installations around the world produce biogas from biomass and generate approximately 120 gigawatt hours annually of clean energy rather than energy generated from fossil fuels. We are committed to continuing our work to provide products and strategies which align with United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Turning now to recurring revenue, unfortunately, the current COVID-19 situation has delayed the construction of our Peru boot project, as the country has been in a total lockdown since mid-March. Originally, we estimated that this project was to be completed in the first half of 2020. We are still focused on trying to complete the project this year, despite this unanticipated delay. Once completed, the Peru boot project will provide recurring revenues of at least $3 million per year for 10 years. Regarding the San Quintin project in Mexico, during the quarter, we have held several video conferences with the State Water Commission of Baja California, SECA, which were originally intended to be held in person, regarding the requested changes to the project schedule and other contractual amendments. Despite the complications of having video conferences rather than face-to-face meetings, these discussions have been very productive, and we continue to be optimistic that we can reach agreement to restart the project. However, due to the impact of COVID-19, a final decision was not reached in Q1. We will continue our discussions with SEA and the local municipality and expect to receive guidance on this matter during Q2. Once received, we should be able to start construction very shortly thereafter. I would now like to turn over the call to Francesco Fragasso to discuss our Q1 2020 revenue and cash flows.
Thank you, Henry.
Francesco?
First quarter, Henry, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you, Henry. First quarter, unaudited revenue of $47.3 million. Was positively impacted by the financial close of the Ivory Coast project. However, the delay in the San Quintin project had a slight negative impact on overall expected revenue. During the first quarter, we recognized 34 million in revenue from the Ivory Coast project for work already performed that we expect to collect in Q2. Additionally, the collection of advanced payments related to the project are also expected during the second quarter. The expected gross profit from the project will result in Fluence being EBITDA positive on a full year basis for 2020. SPS products will continue to grow, and as we stated at the end of Q4 2019, we anticipate sales of 32 million in the segment during 2020, largely underpinned by the continued strong growth in China, leveraging the existing three partnerships and the recently announced Subre sale to Cambodia. SPS sale in Q1 2020 were 2.9 million, and we had the 22.7 million in SPS backlog at the end of the quarter. Alongside our SPS revenue, we anticipate recurring revenue to grow 30% in 2020 to a total of 9 million. As Henry stated earlier, we have fast-tracked some of our cost-saving goals for 2020 and have already achieved more than a 10% reduction for SG&A costs in Q1 2020 compared to the same period of last year. We will continue to implement our cost reduction strategies in the following months. Fluence continues to invest in R&D with Q1 spending in line with prior quarters. We are committed to providing the best technology and economic value add in the market. So while cutting costs is a key focus, we are ensuring this is done sensibly. Cash and cash equivalents were 16.9 million at the end of March 2020. Net cash used for operations was approximately 7.9 million. This net cash outflow was 2.1 million higher than forecasted in the Q4 2019 Appendix 4C, due primarily to the COVID-19 related delays in cash collections. However, based on current contracts and the anticipated collections from the Ivory Coast project for work already executed, subject to condition precedent, Fluence expects to be cash flow positive during Q2. Our contract backlog of 228 million at the end of the quarter underpins our revenue base for the rest of this year and next. I will now hand back the call to Henry. Henry?
Thank you very much, Francesco. Now, despite the current market volatility, the difficulty this brings to everybody, we are very glad to report that Fluence's plan for 2020 remains intact and that we are able to reaffirm our 2020 guidance. We will continue to execute on our strategy to be a leader in the global decentralized water, wastewater, and reuse treatment markets. Another key focus is to deliver the Ivory Coast project on budget and on time. Further, we will also focus on increasing sales of smart product solutions, particularly in China in the near term, and securing further recurring revenue contracts. Water scarcity continues to increase, and we believe that the outbreak of COVID-19 may only strengthen that need. This reinforces our core thesis that there will be strong and growing demand for decentralized, pre-engineered, smart product solutions for water and wastewater treatment around the world. Fluence's proprietary MABR technology continues to gain traction in key markets, and with the financial close of the Ivory Coast project in January of this year and the Cambodia order in early March, we are confident that we are well positioned to deliver on the expectations we have for Fluence in 2020 and beyond.